Welcome to an alternative audio guide for the Canadian Museum for Human Rights Limited Edition Pride Tour. I know you were ready for some quality queer content when you signed up for this. Why else would you be navigating through kiosks, computer banks, and a confusing elevator system in search of the queers amongst a sea of heterosexuals? Worry not. The queers are here, and I'm going to point out a few in order to explore how the museum intentionally frames queer lives, experiences, place, and nation. Now let's begin. You've made it all the way to the last stop on the tour, the Rights Today Gallery. As you gaze across the colorful banners of current human rights defenders, search for the green-themed Gareth Henry banner hanging towards the exhibit's entrance. You'll see a melancholic portrait of Gareth paired with a few sentences of text. At the top, you'll find a quote from Gareth himself. It reads, "I've been a victim of homophobia and at times paralyzed by fear. I decided to take a stand and do what's right." A small fabric panel describes Gareth as a rights defender for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in Jamaica and Canada. You may be able to gather aspects of Gareth's experience and current activism from these descriptors and quotes, yet overall, we're missing a lot of information. Feminist and museology theorist Jennifer Taborsky offers the term exhibitionary silences to describe the meaning held in what is not being said. Or, in other words, what assumptions, commonly held knowledge, or artificial constructions of racialized and sexualized identities are relied upon in order to produce meaning in silence. What is left out? What stereotypes or superficial imaginations of people and place are reinforced in the silences of the banner? Let's think this through. As viewers, we are told through Gareth's own experience that homophobic violence is still prevalent. We are given two countries that Gareth's activism has been present, Jamaica and Canada. Now consider the geopolitical representation of these two places, keeping in mind that these are fairly surface-level understandings of complex social locations. After the 2005 legalization of same-sex marriage, Canada began to present itself as a gay safe haven despite documentations of homophobic and transphobic violence, particularly against queer and trans Black Indigenous people of color. In April 2006, Time magazine branded Jamaica the most homophobic place on earth. Despite legal changes and activism pushing for an intersectional understanding of how socioeconomic status and gender identity influence queer Jamaican experience, this violently homophobic branding continues to be regulated most commonly in Western media. If we think of these oversimplified narratives of Jamaica and Canada, where might one place the homophobic violence that Gareth speaks to? The country that has branded itself as a gay safe haven? Or the country that has been branded by outside media outlets as rabidly homophobic? The reality is, homophobic violence is occurring in both places, but the museum stays silent in documenting Canadian queer experience that isn't celebrating the legalization of same-sex marriage. It is in these silences that the museum upholds stereotypical and watered-down understandings of homophobia and queer activism in both Jamaica and Canada. The Gareth Henry banner presents an opportunity for a self-critical reflection of homophobic and transphobic violence occurring in Canada. But instead of explicitly naming this violence, the museum relies on the age-old imperialistic narrative that maintains Canada as a benevolent peacekeeping nation. So what if we named and placed the homophobic violence in Canada instead of sidestepping away from acknowledging it? The Toronto book and web-based project Marvelous Grounds seeks to create communities and creative spaces built for and around queer and trans Black Indigenous people of color. To physically map these spaces, Marvelous Grounds offers an interactive map to name sites of QT BIPOC grief, rage, and historic gathering and meeting places. what if a similar digital system was installed in correlation to Gareth Banner? As viewers, we could be invited to scroll through a map of Canada that placed specific incidents of homophobic, transphobic, and racist-fueled violence enacted upon QT BIPOC folks. Would this paint a more accurate image of a supposedly gay-friendly nation? Would this more responsibly name the disproportionate rate of violence enacted on Black trans feminine bodies? Instead of alluding to the assumption that Canada is immune to homophobic violence, let's specifically name and place it in order to initiate conversations that need to be happening around QT BIPOC resilience and resistance.